the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement. But we're not living back in the day. This is 2021, and the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bombera.
Welcome to the program, friends. You are listening to Modern Money with Peter Bombera. I am your host, Spike Spangle. Folks, if you're wondering what your retirement might look like, how you get to retire or when you get to retire, or maybe you're wondering about your own investment strategy or your income strategy, or are you concerned about paying too much in taxes or worried about Medicare or those market swings, those bulls and bears, then folks, you've tuned into the right program. Peter, are you ready for another great week of helping folks with their personal finances?
Absolutely. Let's guide you to and through your financial future together. Let's do it.
That's right. We are talking about the Modern Money Blueprint. Peter has got his book. Make sure that you call into us to get that. Another thing I'm going to talk about, though, today, millions of Americans have left their jobs in the wake of the pandemic. While some of us are still looking for that next big career move, others are heading towards early retirement. So if you're suddenly trying to evaluate whether retirement should be your next step, you are in the right place here at Modern Money with Peter Bombera. But first, I want to go over some historical dates of December to remember, and actually not the greatest ones. Do you remember December 2001, Houston-based company Enron files for bankruptcy? Do you remember all of the all the stir up around that? And then, in fact, December in 2008, Bernie Madoff was arrested in his New York City apartment. Wow, is December the month of bad news? I mean, we've got the holidays and all these positive things to look forward to. Let me ask you, Peter, were there some red flags, the kinds of things that people should have been aware of when there was somebody like Bernie Madoff and the things that were going on? I mean, there were some very smart, some very rich, some very intelligent people who got taken for a ride with Bernie Madoff. What kinds of red flags were there that people didn't notice?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, this scheme was very serious, and it's been going on for a long time. And correct me if I'm wrong here or not, but I think it was like over 20 or 30 years. But the thing was, he was one of the creators of, I believe, was it the NASDAQ?
Was either like the lead of it or the president of it or something.
Something like that. But here's the thing.
Yeah, he had cachet there with his name already.
Yeah, I mean, people have trust in him at this point, right? But here's the thing in regards to making sure you protect yourself. Make sure you understand who you're writing a check to. So in this case, he was running a hedge fund. So when it comes to hedge funds, you're actually writing a check to their fund. And sometimes it's actually in their name, right? So you want to go through the illegal documents, making sure the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, look, make sure you're writing a check or your money's going to the custodian or the company that you do trust. And that's the important factor here.
Mm-hmm.
Bada boom.
And one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, Peter, as I mentioned there in the open, about 4.4 million Americans have quit their jobs this year. Some of them redefining themselves, some reevaluating careers, and others are taking a major step towards retirement. Before people take that leap, especially the early retirement, what should pre-retirees be thinking about before they join this great resignation?
Yeah, I mean, this is a perfect time where you want to start doing like a review, a very detailed review, a very detailed analysis. And we're hearing a number of individuals and families who are looking to look into their careers a little bit better or reevaluate it because some of them were just very comfortable, right? And we had goals that were 2, 3, or 5 year plans. We had these goals and have wound up being a 6 month plan or a 1 year plan because they're so comfortable, you know? So you want to make sure you are really, really not stretching it out, but making sure you're making these great decisions based upon the current review or the current things that you have in place today.
Right. About 4.5 million have left their jobs, but the number of jobs available right now is somewhere around 10.5 to almost 11 million.
Wow.
So the pandemic has caused a lot of people to rethink their career, but where are we prepared for an early retirement? Because let's say you're looking at 62. and say, you know what? I've enjoyed being able to be at home. I don't want to have to go back to commuting. I don't like how the office has changed. But what things are they not thinking about? For me, the first thing that came to mind was healthcare. I mean, at 62, you're not available for Medicare yet. So how much of a chunk is that for two people who are in their 60s?
That is quite a big chunk. And on top of that, and I know you say in 60s, I've been seeing families and individuals coming to me when they're 58, 59. And you technically can, but you shouldn't be touching your retirement funds there because you're going to be penalized, right? You have to wait until 59 and a half. So retiring a little bit too early before 59 and a half can be a problem for some. Making sure you have enough income coming in until you can actually touch your retirement funds. And then, of course, you have between 60 and 65 before you actually start turning on Medicare, right, in regards to those premiums. And how are you going to cover that gap? So there's a number of things that you need to be looking for. Another thing, Spike, that I want to touch on is there was a big conversation about this last week in the media in regards to inflation, because we hit record level highs in inflation, and it hasn't been this high since 1982. Can you imagine 1982, 6.8% since 1982?
Wow, yeah. And having a strategy for the income when we're hitting these kinds of all highs is incredibly, it's vital, really. And you say this all the time, without income, there is no retirement. So how do you start talking to people about creating a retirement income strategy? I know you put together your Modern Money Blueprint. You also have your Modern Money book. But really, when we're stepping into these strategies and we have these severe swings, 30 and 40 year highs, what exactly are you talking about? What are you talking about to people first when it comes to creating a retirement income strategy?
We need to understand your lifestyle, right? And your lifestyle is everything. The reason for this is because, do you really want to change your lifestyle to the point where you're spending less, right? You're going to interrupt your lifestyle. You're not going to be happy. How do you have consistency going forward? So we have to make sure we're doing income planning, which has to do with your current lifestyle, which has to do with your current expenses. What do they look like? What are your short-term goals, your mid to long-term goals? Are you going to downsize? Are you going to relocate? Are you going to move around? Income is everything. It's absolutely everything. It's actually number one concern when it comes to retirement. So we have to strategize around this area to make sure your income is coming in consistently and you're not relying majority of the time on the markets when it comes to income. A good percentage should be protected. We have to have some Social Security planning within that area of income and making sure you are also retiring within a certain, I guess, age frame when it comes to other expenses like healthcare expenses for one.
Right. Well, Social Security is obviously, it's going to be one of those sources of retirement income. But if we're trying to retire early, you might not be able to take it yet. Plus, you're taking reductions on that. How do you help people decide if it is the right time to start taking those benefits, if it's an okay idea to start taking them early? And I don't know, other sources of income they should start looking at. What if they start taking from those retirement accounts at 62 and 63? I mean, those retirement savings accounts. Now we're dwindling down on something that we thought might be compounding for another 2 or 3 or 4 years. So we're losing out on that growth along with taking a lower Social Security. Is it a safe idea to join this early resignation?
Great, great question. And when it comes to Social Security, you need to understand something. The Social Security Administration office, they're not designed to advise you on what strategy would be best for you. And you cannot be upset with them when you happen to choose an option and you might have thought later on, you might have thought you chose the wrong one. Their job is to guide you, and they do a great job in filling it out and helping you create and start the income. That's one. They do a great job at that. That's it. As an advisor, I'm here to guide you to make sure you are making the best possible decision based upon you, your lifestyle, maybe just you by yourself or you and a spouse and a loved one. So we want to make sure we're creating these strategies around income today, but also income later, because don't forget, one of your Social Security checks, the higher of the two, will eventually disappear when one passes away. So we have to create maximization upon income, especially on Social Security.
Okay, but one more thing is we don't want to forget about taxes either. when we're mapping out our retirement income strategy.
Sure.
And I think a lot of people are unaware that Social Security is taxed or how much it is taxed for. They call this also your provisional income. When do you start taking taxes into account in the retirement plan?
Well, thanks to the advances of medicine and technology, people are seeing an increase in quality of life that will take them well beyond their 60s. So a longer life means there are challenges to overcome to maintain financial security, including be aware, like you said, the impact of taxes. So understanding your options and the tax advantages of different kinds of accounts, for example, understand your Roth IRA accounts better, your taxable accounts, your tax-deferred accounts. Make sure when you are planning for future income, you're also planning to budget for taxes owed on that income that comes in. And this also includes Social Security.
Right, right. Well, this is just something I want everyone to be aware of. We realize right now that federal income taxes might be the lowest you'll see for perhaps the rest of our entire lives. You know, if tax rates went down with the 2017 Tax Jobs Act, those rates are about to expire in 2026. And of course, we know there are proposals to increase taxes right now, going into next year, this current year. So at this point, it's not a matter of if, but when taxes will go up. Peter, for the listeners of your program, obviously, we talk a lot about your book, but you can actually do a tax review. It's complimentary to the listeners of the program. They need to reach out to us here at your program. But what exactly is it that you can do as a tax review for your listeners?
Yeah, I mean, we could understand the potential impact taxes can have on your retirement savings, right? We do a review of these things specifically for your situation. Learn about the ways to possibly reduce or eliminate the taxes in retirement, right? So it's not just about today, it's also about the future, correct? We want to be able to see how we can create an income strategy so around your retirement income, so to make sure it lasts for as long as you want it to last for, okay? Mm-hmm. So for example, if you saved at least, let's say, $250,000 for retirement, give us a call at 1-800-880-8079, and we can help you go over your retirement accounts, uncover what your possible tax liabilities are in the future, and we'll talk about some of the strategies that can help you reduce your taxes down the road. It could mean tens of thousands of dollars, possibly back into your pocket, right? So you can spend it the way you want to spend it in retirement. Again, there's no cost for this, there's no obligation for this, but you have to call us while we do have time. 1-800-880-8079.
Folks, there is a short window of opportunity to take advantage of this, so please reach out to the phone number here. You're listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambera. We're going to come back with more right after this break.
The way you take your Social Security can dramatically alter the course of your retirement. To make sure you are optimizing your Social Security, download Peter's free Social Security report at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
You walk into the room, it's dark, and then in an instant, the lights come on and you hear...
Surprise!
Some surprises are fun, but some aren't. Like when you're retired and you find out you owe more in taxes than you thought you would. Or worse, you have to go back to work to make ends meet. Are you prepared for a surprise change to your pension or 401k or IRA? Instead of guessing, call Peter Bambera at PCB Financial Advisory Group and schedule a retirement checkup. Peter and his team have been helping families deal with retirement surprises for more than 15 years. Peter Bambera is a local, independent financial advisor on a mission to help you reach your retirement goals. Call 800-880-8079 right now and schedule a visit for your retirement checkup with Peter Bambera at PCB Financial Advisory Group. 800-880-8079. Don't wait for a surprise. 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group LLC.
And welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Bambera. I am your host, Spike Spangle. One of the biggest things, Peter, we know that folks are worried about when stepping into retirement, when trying to plan for a permanent vacation, it's, of course, running out of money. And we don't want to have to go back into the workforce. I think it's a lot harder, you know, putting that resume back together, you know, motivating ourselves to get back out there. The reason I bring it up is I was just reading something from AARP that says that 90% of workers who try to go back into the workforce never earn nearly as much as they used to. So we want to really make sure that you've saved enough, that it is the right time to retire, that you've got enough, that you're not going to have to go back into the workforce. But before we do that, we've got to do some planning. We've got to do some analysis. Peter, for the listeners of our program, when they call in, not during the show here, don't worry about that. You just call, you leave us a message, we'll get back to you during the week. But when they call our number, you can do something for the listeners of our program. What exactly is that?
We're talking about a modern money blueprint, right? So running out of money is still the biggest fear for so many people I work with, and people getting caught up in how much they've saved. But what you really need to think about is how much will you spend in retirement? What could it take for you to live your ideal lifestyle in the next, let's say, 20, 30 years? If you're listening to me right now and you don't have an income strategy, I invite you to call. Create a budget to figure out how much you'll need for retirement you've been dreaming about. Uncover the main risk posing a threat to your retirement, including inflation, stock market volatility, potential tax increases, and skyrocketing health care cost. Learn about the options for generating income in retirement, so important. Learn about how to keep your current standard of living in retirement, and even as costs keep rising over time. So it's complimentary. It's totally complimentary. This analysis is absolutely no obligation here. But this is just for the listeners for today's show. If you have at least $250,000 or more saved in retirement, call 1-800-880-8079 and ask for your retirement income or tax analysis. The things we talk about, the strategies we use are designed to help make sure the money, your hard-working earned dollars won't run out no matter what happens in retirement, okay? We aren't doing this for many people, so if you're on the show right now, call 1-800-880-8079.
Fantastic. Hey, just a little bit of fun here. So about this time of year in 1934, President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Securities Exchange Act. Wonder why I'm bringing it up. This was in response to the 1929 stock market crash, which, of course, was a huge factor in pushing us into the Great Depression of the 1930s. So the reason was, up until that point, the New York Stock Exchange had been operating with basically little to no governmental control. And the creation of the Securities Exchange Commission, this was hoped to restore investor confidence in the market. When I think of investing in the markets, what I'm worried about is not, is this stuff legitimate? It's market volatility, or am I making the right choices, or what are the costs of what I'm doing and who I'm working with, all that kind of stuff. But I'm not worried that the New York Stock Exchange is legitimate. Peter, could you imagine a world where the stock market still wasn't regulated in some sort of way? I mean, would people be, you know, with all of the information that's on the internet and so forth, would people be comfortable investing if we didn't have these kinds of regulations?
Probably not. And especially with today.
You started in that world, right? You started by doing stocks. And didn't you even say that you were like trading stocks when you were back in college?
Absolutely. It actually helped me pay myself through college.
And but, you know, people talk about the pluses and minuses of regulation. But at least, you know, you feel comfortable in the institution itself. The New York Stock Exchange is regulated. You know, it kind of makes me think today of the crypto market. You know, the crypto market, is, folks, if you aren't familiar with that, is not regulated currently by any of the governments. And I think that's makes it so wild today, right? There's just huge fluctuations. And so do you follow any of that world?
I personally do. I follow it for myself, all right? Obviously, we're not allowed to give advice for it because it's, again, not regulated. Mm-hmm. I mean, eventually, maybe it will be regulated because there's so many companies getting involved and corporations getting involved. But like everything, right, there's risk. And when it comes to the crypto market, there's a ton of volatility. And let's say, for example, if it does get regulated, at some point in the future, the volatility is going to slow down, but we just don't know when that's going to be.
Yeah. For myself, I'm going to stick with a financial advisor who knows how to guide me in the right direction, for I am not playing in that world. Well, folks, if you are joining us for one of the first times, or if you are a great fan of Modern Money, first, we welcome you. Thank you so much for listening to the program. I haven't done this in a little while, though, and I was getting a couple of emails. People were just asking me about Peter himself and, you know, what gets you into financial planning and so forth. And so If you're not familiar, Peter is the founder of PCB Financial, also the author of Modern Money, Retirement, and Any Economy. We can get you a complimentary copy of that. But Peter, we were just saying how you were kind of trading stocks in college, but what got you into financial planning? Was this part of your family? Were you watching this kind of stuff beforehand? Was it just because of the area, you know, that we live in, so you know, people are just aware of Wall Street and so forth, or did you always have a fascination with numbers?
Sure. So as I've been growing up as a child, my parents actually always had the Wall Street Journal out while we had breakfast. So my father, believe it or not, helped me read the Wall Street Journal a little bit better. And then he just taught me about stock symbols and tickers and et cetera. But it didn't get to me up until many years ago. Long story short, my grandmother was somewhat ill. And my mom, which is her daughter, she was pretty much like the full-time, let's say, nurse for her at the time. And as years went on, I saw what kind of a burden it was because she was pretty much taking care of two families, when we were younger, and of course, her mother and when she was older. So there was a lot of things going on. So long story short, I saw the burden it was. And as I got older, I tend to figure out, was there a way that maybe if through proper planning and saving and investing, was there a way to maybe hire the right person to take care of my grandmother at that time? So that really got me into the financial planning world because I had a passion on that.
Yeah. You know what? As I interview financial advisors all around the country, I notice a theme. I notice that there's usually something that is very personal about it. You know, it's not, I think sometimes what outsiders think, like, oh, you know, they're chasing after the big money or they like Wall Street and this and that. It's usually something incredibly personal. A father passed away or a grandmother struggled and said, hey, I understand this stuff and now I want to apply myself, not just to my family, but how we can help other people around it. Could you envision yourself doing anything else? If you weren't a financial planner, did you ever dream about doing something else? What would you be doing?
You know, it's a great question because I've actually asked myself that years ago. My wife actually asked me that also. And to be honest with you, I don't know what I would have been doing, but I do know it would have to be doing something that would bring benefits to people. I like helping people, you know, so it would definitely be something where I'm bringing my service to the table. I'm helping people in the right direction. And coming from a family person, family man, I believe family is so important. So bringing people together and I guess working them in the right direction, it would have to be something in that level.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's something I found, especially as I've matured in life, in saying that if I'm helping people, that's my payment. The dollars and cents is, you know, it's not as important. You know, it is part of what we all do, but yeah, it's the educating people and helping them and the kinds of, I'm sure you see it, you know, as you said, you see thousands of clients and people in a year, the kinds of eye-opening information you can give them, the comfort that you can give them in being able to retire. And even for those who might be struggling or have a little bit more work, you can give them the optimism that, hey, here's a few steps. You'll still be able to retire. We're just going to need to do these things. We need to buckle down, roll up our sleeves a little bit, but we'll all be able to get there. I also do, though, want to ask you a little bit about your organization. I mean, if you Google financial advisors, you're going to get tens of thousands of pages, actually. And so there's all kinds of names and brands and strategies and all this different stuff. How is somebody who's listening to the program now supposed to sift through all of this and make a decision on who they're going to work with?
Yeah, so that's actually a great question. The first thing you want to do is ask yourself, what do you need help with? Okay. The start to narrow down who works specifically in that field of what you need help with. So do you want to work with someone who works with all kinds of people? You need something very general done, or do you want something that's specific? You want to work with someone who's working in that one specific area or in that field specifically, right? So believe it or not, I have this information in my book. Towards the last chapter, I believe it is, it talks about looking for a financial advisor or how to choose a financial advisor.
Fantastic.
You can get to one of our listeners, You can get a complimentary copy of the book if you want. Just call into the show, 1-800-880-8079, and it'll guide you, and it'll tell you exactly what to look for. But most importantly, you want to make sure you take your time and you write down exactly what you're looking for and what you're trying to accomplish. Narrow it down.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you get your complimentary copy of Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. All you got to do is give us a call, like Peter said, at 800-880-8079. Leave us a message, and we will send it out to you. So, like we said, it can be really confusing. You've got this chapter in the book. It can be overwhelming to listeners. So what I'm kind of hearing there is that people need to know the kinds of questions to ask specifically for those who are focused on retirement planning. That's probably an important question, is that do you only do investments? Do you do retirement? And it's not just planning for retirement, because what you do is like income strategy as well, and longevity strategy, and healthcare strategy, and social security strategy. So you need to find out from people exactly what kinds of things they do as an advisor. Am I right there?
Absolutely, because look, if I tell someone I help people plan for retirement, the average person would say to me, "Oh, I already have my plan together. I'm already saving in my 401k or my IRA." Yeah, but it's not just planning for retirement, right? It's planning to get you to retirement, and it's getting you through retirement. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the reasons why, if you notice this, when you're allowed to tap into your retirement accounts, your qualified retirement accounts, let's say it's your 401ks and IRAs, 59 and a half, okay? A lot of people don't know this, but while you're still working, you're actually allowed, some companies, not all companies, but most companies are allowing you to do what's called an in-service rollover or a rollover while you're working. And one of the benefits of doing that is to make sure you're planning and you have a plan in place that's going to be very, very different than just a couple of funds in your 401k. It's setting you up to prepare yourself for retirement. So that's one of the reasons why 59 and a half is so powerful, and it's important you to understand why it's there.
More retirement planning strategies from Modern Money and Peter Bumbara right after this break.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. Here at PCB Financial Advisory Group, we have a free guide to show you how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. Call or text the word tax to 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy to understand terms, and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. Planning for retirement income starts with a plan for minimizing taxes in retirement. Download PCB Financial Advisory Group's guide today. Get it at themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. That's themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. Our firm does not provide tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.
We all love Uncle Sam, but let's face it, he's not really your uncle. To make sure you aren't paying more than your fair share in taxes, download Peter's free tax guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
Welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Bumbara. I am Spike Spangle, your host. I want to talk a little bit about financial habits. A lot of us have some decent financial habits, but we also have some bad financial habits. And we want to recognize life happens. We get busy. Sometimes this goes on the back burner. Our physical health gets to us. But we want to make sure that we're also keeping an eye on our financial health as well. And the time to make changes for the positive is always right now, as much as we can. In fact, I one of the reasons why I wanted to point it out is 3 out of 4 Americans, Peter, don't have a written financial plan. And they might think that they have a plan because they're using a 401k, or you know, they're planning and they're saving, or maybe they got a budget at home. But how do you help people break out of this habit of not really having a mapped out strategy? What do you do for your folks?
Well, think about it. You could backtrack yourself, believe it or not. And if you could backtrack yourself and say to yourself, at that time, whether it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago, if you did put that plan together, how much more would you have saved? And what I mean by that, a lot of people don't put goals together when it comes to their spending habits, believe it or not. So they're just spending and spending and spending and not really tracking what they're spending. By having a plan together, you're going to make sure you're on top of that plan and you're keeping track of that plan, because we as advisors will be doing reviews on that plan and doing reviews with you on a yearly basis, quarterly basis, etc., making sure we're on top of that plan and we're checking off the T, crossing the T's and dotting the I's. Some people, believe it or not, could be using what's called a shopping list instead of a non-shopping list. So if you've noticed, for example, when I go to the store, sometimes last minute, if my wife asks me to pick up this, 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 or not for the girls or the babies or my son, and I wind up picking a couple of things, and before you know it, my mind slips, and now I'm spending double the amount of money because there are things that I don't necessarily need. So if you're strict and you go in with a plan, you're going to stick by that plan, and believe it or not, it could save you a ton of money.
Every time I go into a grocery store without a list, it's a disaster. I end up coming up with all kinds of stuff that I didn't need. And right, by having a plan, just by having those steps, you follow it just like you do the recipe to make sure that you have everything you need. You don't stray off and get things that don't fit in with your mixture, and you save yourself a lot more money along the way. That's one of the reasons why we want to get that mapped out strategy. In fact, the Modern Money Blueprint, and get that started. Complacency is another bad financial habit. As I said, it happens to all of us, including myself. Things like not making regular adjustments. We might not pay attention to the fees that we could be paying just because of time or confusion. We might have left our money at places, you know, left a 401k behind and haven't looked at it in years and changed the allocations. What is working with someone like yourself, a financial advisor, how does that help people from becoming too complacent with their own retirement money?
It's very simple. When we're doing reviews on not just one area, but the whole entire picture. Believe it or not, we're reading your entire file. We're going through very detailed information here, and then we're going to attack this review. But we're going after this review with you with a game plan, right? We don't want to leave anything behind. Believe it or not, over the years, I have found people have left 401ks behind, whether it's a couple of bucks, it doesn't matter what it is. They have left some instruments or investments behind. Also, we have heard families who didn't properly plan right, and they, over the years, have found additional assets from their deceased parents.
Oh, wow.
So that's another area of concern when we're doing reviews. Making sure we're rebalancing, because believe it or not, in these volatile times, you could offset your balance of your investments. So we want to make sure we get you back on track to these investments. We have seen over the years, families who are using what's called target date funds, and let's say you're in the year 2021, and they have these investments that are 2015, for example. So these are very, very important things to make sure we're doing reviews on, all right? And we're taking the wheel by the hand to stay in control.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we had mentioned in there as well, fees. Fees are a confusing thing. Fees are some of the reason that people are intimidated by the industry, or they don't want to use a professional. They think they can save themselves a few dollars by trying to do it themselves. But even the fees inside the investments themselves are hard to figure out for the layperson. You know, they don't do it that I can see dollar for dollar. Like, you know, here's what this fund cost. Here's what this thing cost you. It's really hard to figure those things out. And can you help people figure out the impacts of fees?
Yeah. So in our Modern Money Blueprint, we do have an analysis called a fee breakdown, right? So we do a fee analysis. We also want to look for not just what you're paying, but also look for the errors that you might not know that you're paying for. And another thing to also keep in mind is when you're doing a review, okay, and it doesn't matter how much money it is, making sure you break down everything that you have. And the reason why I say this is because I came across somebody not too long ago and fairly sized portfolio saving for retirement. And believe it or not, they set up a specific investment with some riders on it. And they thought they were going to use it for retirement. And down the road, it was probably maybe 10 years ago when they put this together. Now today, because we're in a totally different stage in life, after the review of this specific investment, they found out they don't need it because of this the asset size of their portfolio. So they had instruments where they were paying for, especially some of these income riders on their investments, and they don't need it anymore. So we were able to save them a ton of money, just helping them realize what they have and coming back to the original game plan as to why did you open this in the first place and where you are today. And do you still line up in the same goals and the same investments? So we were able to help this specific family save a ton of money on this one small change.
Thank you, Peter. That's exactly what the team does here. That's exactly what we'd be happy to do for. If you would like a portfolio review, if you would like to have someone like Peter take a look at what you're doing to see if it's efficient, to see if the costs are in line with what your goals and objectives are, all you have to do is give us a call, leave us a message, and we will get back to you. It is complimentary, 800-880-8079, and Peter and the group will do a complimentary review to make sure that you're not paying way too much in fees and that the fees that you are paying are effective for what your retirement goals are. Another thing, Peter, that I know that I procrastinate on is taxes. It is not a fun subject for me. I don't know about for you. How do you put together a tax-efficient strategy? When do we need to start putting that in place? What happens if we keep procrastinating on that?
Well, I want to first say this is really important. When it comes to the world of taxation, right? Unless your financial professional is an accountant, you do not want to rely solely on a financial planner or an advisor, right? You want to make sure we have a plan where we're incorporating the accountant and the financial advisor so we come together and we agree on a strategy. But it's so important to understand today when it comes to taxes and tax planning, ask yourself this question. Do you think taxes are going to go up or down in the future? And of course, we'll get the answer from everybody. Most likely is going to be up in the future. So I have a little strategy here for everybody. If you are between the ages of 59 and a half and 72, these are the most important golden years of your life. It is never going to happen again. Before you hit 72, you want to make sure you're doing as much tax planning as possible, because when it comes to your income, required minimum distributions at 72, you are forced to take it out whether you need it or not. And if you don't need it, tax strategies put into place right now before 72 is so important. Now, if you're older than 72, it's a totally different game plan, a totally different strategy that we will use if you're over 72. But if you're younger, you have so many balls in your court that you should be taking advantage of.
So procrastinating on putting together a strategy like this that includes taxes, that includes healthcare, that includes long-term care, that includes the ups and downs of the market. For people who are procrastinating putting something together, when does it start to get to be in the red zone? Like, this is danger time. We really need to make sure we get a plan in place. 50s? You know, certainly I'm guessing by our 60s. Or, you know, on the opposite, how soon should we start doing our planning?
All right. So the best time to do planning was yesterday. Okay. The second best time to do planning for especially taxes and income is today. That's the second best time. So coming back to that 59 and a half, if you're still working, don't say, oh, I can't touch my retirement. Believe it or not, I don't even know what the percentage is, but the percentage is so high. There are so many companies allowing you to access your retirement while you're still working. And your 401k and your IRAs at work, they don't close. They stay open and you keep on funding it. But at least you took a good majority of it, rolled it over tax-free. You're doing it the right way, because you're going to be talking to someone who does this for a living, right? And you want to make sure you're putting that plan together, and you're already ahead of the game. So start your income planning now. Start your tax efficiency planning now. Get one step ahead of the game, because if you do that, you're one step ahead of the average person that did not know about this.
And we know that this all can be overwhelming. Peter, I'm going to ask you a little bit about our landing page. We have several complimentary reports there that can help you start getting your mind going in the right direction, start helping you with that planning. First of all, if you go to themodernmoneyshow.com, you got to put the V in front of it, themodernmoneyshow.com, we have complimentary reports that you can download. Will a recession rob your retirement? Will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much in taxes? And our Social Security report. But you know what I wanted to ask you? This is kind of a fun one. The checklist challenge. We've got a checklist challenge there. It's got some questions there. This one's kind of fun. It's a little lighthearted. It kind of gets you going in the right direction to see if you are ready for a retirement. So we want to go through the checklist. Peter, can you remember a couple of things that are on the checklist challenge?
Yeah, so this income planning section is a Medicare and healthcare cost section. There's a market risk and taxes section. So you can actually score yourself. So there's no wrong or right answer here. Just score yourself, do the best you possibly can. If this is something that's extremely important to you, and if you're seriously still listening to us, if this is something important to you, we might be having an event coming up fairly soon.
Oh, yeah.
And the event, we might be doing this on income planning, which has something to do with your Social Security planning as well, what options to take, et cetera, and it's all going to be tax planning as well. So if this is something that's important to you, call the office. If we don't answer, just leave a message. If you call the radio show, the offers were here. If you call the radio show, it's 1-800-880-8079. Leave a message while we're on the radio and let us know that you either want to come to our next event, whether it's online or in person, or you simply just want a copy of our Modern Money book.
Mm-hmm. In fact, call us anytime at that number, even if we're not broadcasting, at 800-880-8079. You're listening to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. More right after this break.
People are living longer these days, and that's great, right? Well, of course, but living longer means more years in retirement. Will your money last as long as you do? To find out, get your free guide at themodernmoneyshow.com. That's themodernmoneyshow.com.
You walk into the room, it's dark. And then in an instant, the lights come on and you hear...
Surprise!
Some surprises are fun, but some aren't. Like when you're retired and you find out you owe more in taxes than you thought you would. Or worse, you have to go back to work to make ends meet. Are you prepared for a surprise change to your pension or 401k or IRA? Instead of guessing, call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group and schedule a retirement checkup. Peter and his team have been helping families deal with retirement surprises for more than 15 years. Peter Bambara is a local, independent financial advisor on a mission to help you reach your retirement goals. Call 800-880-8079 right now and schedule a visit for your retirement checkup with Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group. 800-880-8079. Don't wait for a surprise. 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group LLC.
Welcome back to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. I am your host, Spike Spangle. Have you received your complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy? Well, why not? It is completely complimentary. All you have to do is reach out to us here, 800-880-8079. Leave us a message. You can also text us at that phone number, and in the body of the text, type in book. Send that off to us, and we'll send you back a quick response there that'll ask us where you would like to send that book to you. But Peter, tell me a little bit about the book. I know that you have sent out tons of them. You've had to reorder more copies, but give me a highlight of Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. What about this economy where inflation is really high, costs are going crazy, the market is incredibly volatile? Does it help you through this economy?
It absolutely does. So this is a very nice overview, general overview, to make sure you are getting yourself the plan together to and through the future. So we're talking about everything and anything that goes into retirement. So this is income planning, and not just regular income planning. We're talking about Social Security options and Social Security planning, pension planning. We're talking about other areas, other stages, such as estate taxes and estate planning, wills. We're talking about probate. We're talking about market risk, inflation protection. We're talking about analysis. We're talking about questions that you should be asking your financial advisors and so on. So if this is something that's a concern to you to get you to and through retirement the right way, make sure you give us a call and we'll send you out a complimentary copy as soon as possible.
800-880-8079 is where you reach out to get your complimentary copy of Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Peter, I can't wait. You know I get excited for this. This is my favorite segment. This is my favorite part to do the show because you and I can talk about the markets. We can talk about the ups and downs. We can talk about inflation and taxes and all the kinds of things about legacy planning and estate planning and all the things that go into retirement planning. But this here, mailbag questions. We
Let's
get questions
it.
From regular folks just like yourselves listening to the radio program. And I love seeing how Peter can untie the knots of what's going on in somebody's specific situation. So let's get to it. Mailbag question number one, Peter. Here we go. I appreciate all the work my husband has done to put together a financial plan, but he also keeps getting excited about different investments, and it's starting to stress me out that he's always changing our plans and chasing after the next big thing. I just want to have confidence in our plan, and I'm not excited about the new investments he's talking about. What should I do? Oh, gosh, I love this question. Peter, hit it.
This is actually popular because we get to hear this a lot. So what should you do? Well, number one is you want to share your concerns, okay? You can share your concerns, explain why you might possibly be stressed out or this can bother you, because in retirement or as you get to retirement, the one thing you don't want to do is be stressed, right? You want to be you want to have a stress-free retirement here. So share your concerns. You definitely have a different risk tolerance than your spouse, and make sure you do clear your input. Now, also keep in mind that I hear these things a lot. So maybe he should be playing with what's called a fun account where it's not that much money and he could test the waters of these new investments.
I get what you're saying. So I don't want to give out a percentage, but I think this wouldn't be dangerous over the year. 1%, right? So let's say you've got your entire investment bucket. Let's call this then what his Friday night, poker gambling money, something that isn't going to affect the plan, something that isn't going to affect their entire savings. I completely get it. It's like, look, one person over here is just totally terrified of, what kind of, scary investment this could be. How can you ensure that this wouldn't affect the plan, his little bit of, on the side investing? Can you figure out a number for each specific family? Like, all right, you're allowed to play with this over here, but you can't go over into these funds over here. Can you talk about that so both sides of the equation here, so both of them are comfortable?
Absolutely. I mean, look, 1%, as you know, is not a lot. So the markets, believe it or not, sometimes can go up and down 2-3% within a given day, right? So 1% is really not that much. So really look at it like this. Making sure your income is complete. You know where your income's coming in. You know when your income's coming in, the short duration and also the mid and long term duration of it. And then making sure you understand managed risk in your portfolio. And then what other assets are not in those areas, those are the monies where you could possibly say to yourself, hey, this could be much longer term risk, or it could be the fun house money, right? This is your play money that you want to enjoy yourself with. So there could be different levels of risk, which is fine, but making sure you share your concerns is one thing, but also making sure you're not playing with the main account. Mm-hmm. The main account that produces income, the main account that you're going to be relying on, making sure you're playing with an account where you don't necessarily need those funds and you can have some kind of risk that you're comfortable with.
Right. Folks, as a reminder here, the question was, my partner, gets really excited about the next big thing investments, but I'm worried about how it might change our investment plan. Yeah, I would say, keep that fund money, small enough that it doesn't affect the plan. And I would also allow that spouse to be able to ask some questions. Where did you hear about this next big thing? Was this the neighbor, or was this a coworker or brother-in-law or sister-in-law? Get a little bit of research, but let's also make sure that it doesn't affect what your real retirement plan and strategy is. All right. Great job there, Peter. Let me move on to mailbag question number two. I'm 61 years old and I just lost my job. What do I need to do to figure out if I can stay retired or if I need to start looking for another job? Peter, what do you think about that?
Yeah, so if you're looking for another job, great, but you want to make sure what's going on currently right now. Well, do you still have health coverage, right? That's a big one. Because especially in your 60s, you want to make sure you're covered, because we don't know what could possibly happen, especially if you're looking for a job and you're all stressed out. Anything is possible. That's one. Two, can you stay retired? Well, that's a great question. What we have to do is we've got to actually look at your total financial picture, right? What do your expenses look like? And don't forget, between now, 61 and 65, we have to make sure the health coverage really is coming in, because you don't have Medicare just yet. So analyzing your current situation right now, making sure you're not taking on too much risk, especially you being out, and what if you want to retire for the rest of your life? So this is a great question, and we need to dig down deeper in this analysis to even see if you can retire, to be honest with you.
Right. There's a few things that came to my mind there. Again, the question, folks, I was 61. I just lost my job. What do I need to do to figure out if I can stay retired? A couple of things. Number one, I couldn't tell if they were married or not. Obviously, that's important. Is your spouse working, or are you supporting someone else as well? So now we got to figure out how long that money can stretch. The health care, very important. You said you can't really start Medicare. I believe we are currently until the age of 65. So we're looking at least 4 years. We definitely want to make sure we've got health coverage right now. So are you going to pay for this on a pocket, or do we need to, you know, continue to work for a little bit? Because that's incredibly important. That can really start eating away at our savings. Because you've said this before, the few years right before retirement and the few years right as you start retirement, financially and investment, are some of the most important. And having to start to pay $400, $500 a month out of your own pocket can really start to eat away at that savings that you're going to need 30 years down the road. So this could be one of those where maybe you do need to continue working, or we need to find out, does your spouse have health coverage? From there, you know, it's... what kind of thing would you like to do? And would even working at a limited capacity in the field that you were in, you know, maybe give you some joy for another few years? A lot of questions to figure out in there. If this is something that's happened to you, if you're concerned about losing your job, can you help them out, Peter, with a 15-minute phone call? Is that something that you can actually get some value out of in just a few minutes over the phone?
Absolutely. I really want to understand what your main concerns are. This is a good idea in regards to what's happening, but there's so much more to it, especially if you want to think about if you want to stay retired. Let's get that analysis done. Let's see exactly what you need in order to bring in regards to income, and most importantly, making sure you're not taking on too much risk, especially right now when you're trying to figure everything out.
Right, right. What Peter does put together is the Modern Money Blueprint, because your retirement is completely different than your father's, mother's, even your grandparents' retirement. It is totally different. So if you would like a Modern Money Blueprint, all you have to do is reach out to us, 800-880-8079. Let's get that process started and see what are going to be the right choices for you. Peter, I've got mailbag question number 3. My father has Alzheimer's, and it's been really hard on all of us. I haven't experienced this yet in my family, Peter, but from my friends who have experienced this, this is really true. I found it to be really taxing on everyone. Let me continue with the question here. We're also thinking about our own futures and if I might end up following in his footsteps. What do I need to do now so my affairs are in order in case I start to lose my mental capacities? And who should I talk to for help on this matter? Peter, what do you think?
I really think you should be talking to two people, a financial professional like myself and also an attorney, and possibly an accountant. An accountant can be someone that's going to help you with your expenses in the future, or filing in the future. So that could be guided with a financial advisor. And this is something that I've heard this more than once, believe it or not. And an attorney would be putting these documents together to make sure there's someone else who's in charge that can help you, or someone that you can trust that can help you to guide you when it comes to retirement, future healthcare costs, long-term care, and making sure your investments are properly invested. Because at that time in the future, God forbid something happens to you, who's going to be making those decisions for you, right? So you want to make sure your assets are intact, and making sure they're following up with your goals today, because in the future, you might not be able to make those decisions.
I think it's incredible that the person is asking this question before something like that happens to them, especially since their family right now has a history of it. Yes. You've talked sometime about hybrid long-term care kinds of products. especially since this person knows that their father has it. Is this the right time also to start asking questions about something like that?
Oh, absolutely. And this is probably the right time to be asking a lot, even more questions, especially on this topic. And so now that you're thinking about this, you're sharp, you understand what's going on, you understand how to make the appropriate decisions for your better self in the future. So 100%, you're on the right track.
Right. Really quickly, Peter, another question for you. I've started to get a ton of mail on Medicare, so I guess the post office knows I'm about to turn 65. Should I keep all of this email? And how do I decide when to start taking the Medicare?
You're probably getting a lot of mail in regards to marketing. So a couple of things to think about is you want to understand the basics of Part A, B, C, and D. A is hospital insurance. B is medical insurance. C is Medicare advantages. And finally, D is prescription coverages. So in this area, what I recommend is go to the website, see what those differences are, see what you've been paying into, and also making sure you're comparing these options with a professional. And there's also an 800 number on the website for Medicare, and they could guide you to and through these options.
Well, folks, that's going to be all the time that we have for Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions during the week or during the weekend, always feel free to leave us a message. We will get back to you. 800-880-8079. For Peter Bambara, I'm Spike Spangle, and we'll be back with more next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call. 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079.
Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. Here at PCB Financial Advisory Group, we have a free guide to show you how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. Call or text the word tax to 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy-to-understand terms and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. Planning for retirement income starts with a plan for minimizing taxes in retirement. Download PCB Financial Advisory Group's guide today. Get it at themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. That's themodernmoneyshow.com/tax. Our firm does not provide tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC.